Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
What's good? Kanisha, can you hear me?
You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
What's good? Can you hear me?
I'm leaning on your everlasting arms. I'm leaning on your everlasting arms. I'm leaning on your everlasting arms. I'm leaning on your everlasting arms, yeah.
When I feel weak, you make me strong. And I always feel like you can't do me no wrong. So when I need your help, I just get down on my knees. And then I say the simple prayer, Lord, help me please. I can't make it on my own, I need you always. So lead me and guide me until my dying days. I continue to put my trust in you, Lord, cause I wanna be on one accord, so I can get my reward. What a fellowship, what a joy divinely, and only everlasting. I'm leaning on your everlasting arms.
I mean it on your everlasting arm, yeah.
Unashamed of my Lord's help, cause I know that's why he had died for my sins. He gave his life on this earth so he could sympathize with all the pain I feel with sin. I'ma lean on you until your arms bend, but I know that you never tap in. I mean tap out, you could've backed out, but instead you chose to take the wounds in your ribs. I think about that when I just wanna quit, then I hear your voice say I got you again. I'm not worthy of such a good friend, or a savior that'll help me win. I was dirty like a pig in a pen, but you washed me with the blood that cleansed my whole heart like a brand new dish. They pick me up and gave me brand new wind. When I'm weak, you are my strength. When I'm low, you put me high on 10. I'm in the clouds, I don't need no rims. Your love is truth, that's no question. I can't see me going back in the world, chasing empty promises, bottles and girls. Don't understand, but I do now, how I can sell it all for that one pearl.
I'm leaning on your everlasting arms. I'm leaning on your everlasting arms. I'm leaning on your everlasting arms. I'm leaning on your everlasting arms, yeah.
I ain't leaning on no scissor. All I gotta do is put my trust in you and be your wizard. Pray, ask, and seek your face daily. Find me at the potter's house, that's where he molds and makes me to the man that I need to be. No ifs and buts and maybes. They might call me crazy, but I know you're the one who saved me from the man that I used to be. I used to act so crazy. Now I'm steady leaning on your everlasting arms.
I'm leaning on your everlasting arms. I'm leaning on your everlasting arms. I'm leaning on your everlasting arms. I'm leaning on your everlasting arms, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I'm your host for Mike Nice Lyrical Forte. And again, man, I appreciate y'all joining me on another great Tuesday here on Mike Nice. And not only that, but hey, I'm not here by myself tonight. I have a special, special co-host. She's no stranger to Mike Nice. Actually, she has actually co-hosted with me before. But ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Thank you again for joining me. And also, let's clap it up for Miss Kanisha Wilson. Miss Kanisha, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. So glad to be back. It's been a minute.
I know, right? I'm really glad that you wanted to get back on here and co-host with me. I know not only myself enjoyed you co-hosting with me, but I know our listening audience as well really enjoyed you here on Mike Nice as well. So, you know, we had to get you back on here.
Yes, most definitely.
So tell us what's been going on with you.
Well, it's a lot that's been going on with me, you know. Well, as some of you know, I got hurt, you know, at the beach a couple of weeks ago. You know, it just kind of slowed me down, you know, because I can't do as much, you know. So what had happened was, you know, I got hit down, and, you know, my knee ended up shifting out of place. But good thing is, it's not broken or nothing. It just, I can't have too much pressure on it. But, yeah, you know, it didn't really slow me down. You know, it made me better, though, because, you know, I still do what I do, as in, you know, writing, you know, doing poetry, as doing what I've been doing. You know, just because, you know, that happened with my knee, it didn't stop me, or it didn't discourage me as well. It kept me going, and it still is keeping me going.
Most deaf, definitely. Gotta keep pushing through, right?
Right, that's right.
Yeah. And you said somebody hit you low, or what happened?
Okay, we went to Myrtle Beach, and those waves are, oh my, those waves are hard. Like, it knocked me down, and it knocked one of my cousins down. And the way she fell, she ended up falling on my knee, which made it turn all the way around and shift out of place. And, you know, as small as she was, you know, I was still like, how did this happen? And she is so small. She, like, she's smaller than what I am.
Yeah,
and, you know, it scared everybody, though. But, you know, I'm just glad that it's over with and that it's not broken or nothing. But it's good, though. I'm getting better, though.
Most definitely. Awesome. So, I mean, what are you going to do now since you are a college graduate and, you know, you don't have to worry about going back now? I know you're excited about that, right?
Right. I'm excited. You know, I start college in a couple of weeks. You know, I'm glad that I graduated. Graduation was great. And, you know, I just got to be back on my feet and just doing, you know, what I love. And, you know, hopefully college, you know, it helps guide me to where I want to be and help me do what it is that I want to do with my future and with my talent that has been given to me.
Oh, most definitely. Tell us about your college career that you're about to start. Where are you going, and what are you going to major in?
Okay, I'm going to Gadsden State, and I'm majoring in journalism and photography.
Okay.
And, you know, it's been a plan for some years now. That's something I've been wanting to do. You know, I chose journalism because, you know, I write. You know, like I tell many people, writing, you know, it's how I say the things I want to say. You know, if I can't get something out through just talking verbally to somebody or with a song or something, hear me speak and you'll understand what I have to say, and you'll see what I have to say. You'll see that passion that I have and love for what I do.
Oh, most definitely. And I think I know, I can definitely tell it. And I think that it actually comes natural to you as well. You just have that whole persona, and your willingness shows that as well, I believe. You know, your willingness to, you know, even come on here and co-host with me, you know, even people your age may not be willing to do that right out the bat, you know, but I definitely commend you for that, of just, you know, getting in there and, you know, just experiencing different things and that sort of thing. Excuse me. And, much success to you. Definitely much success to you.
Right.
So what is your ultimate goal to do or to be?
My goal, my goal right now is to be everything that, you know, people said that I couldn't be. You know, because like I said before, you know, coming up, it was hard. You know, it was a struggle with having a dream and hearing people tell you that you can't do something, hearing people say you can't do this, you won't be that, writing will never get you nowhere, all of that, you know. So, you know, I just want to do what I know that I can do and be what I know I can be. You know, I'm not going to let no one stop me, no one tell me what I can and what I can't do. You know, this is my dream and this is my life, and I have to live it for me, not nobody else.
Oh, most definitely. So, I mean, what has really motivated you? What has motivated you, or who has motivated you to kind of prove those naysayers wrong?
What has motivated me? Well, recently, you know, I really get my motivation from, I'm not going to say I get it from myself, but, you know, from the people around me and people that know that I write and that I'm serious about what I do. You know, it kind of helps me, you know, and encourages me to keep doing what I'm doing, you know, because I know that it affects people, my writing, it affects people, you know, and I know that people look up to me, and, you know, so that just really keeps me going, keeps me on my feet, keep my mind right on what the goal really is.
Right. Most definitely. Well, definitely kudos to you. And again, thank you for coming on here again with me on Mike Nice. And as always, I know that We're going to be able to expect nothing but greatness from you. And I'm going to play a poem, but when we get back on, I actually want you to tell us about your first featured show, as a matter of fact, that just happened a couple of weeks ago. I want you to let us know how that experience was and that sort of thing.
Most definitely.
And if you're tuned in, man, make sure you call in. The phone lines are open if you would like to come through and share a piece or get on any of the topics or discussion. Or if you have a topic of discussion, you are definitely free to call in. That number is 646-668-8072. Again, it's 646-668-8072. This is Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte, and I have a special guest tonight, Miss Kenesha Wilson, up and coming spoken word artist from Anniston, Alabama. So definitely stay tuned, and hey, we'll see you on the radio.
What you can be, hey black child, do you know where you're going, where you're really going, do you know you can learn, what you want to learn, if you try to learn, what you can learn, hey black child, do you know you are strong, I mean really strong, do you know you can do, what you want to do, if you try to do, what you can do. Hey, black child, be what you can be. Learn what you must learn. Do what you can do. And tomorrow, your nation will be what you want it to be.
He's just a friend.
I said he's just a friend.
So she expects me to believe that they're just dogs for certain. And those exes in his text are what? Harmless flirting. He's calling to hear her voice like three times a day, but she doesn't realize what he's trying to say. Is that what she's trying to tell me?
He can't tell me that an ex in a text can be the reason why he becomes an ex. A next man can call me like 12 times a day, but that wouldn't ever take what we've got away. You see, it's easy to say when you're looking from the outside. And it's his choice to remain an onlooker in the outline. I see him green with envy, staying in the clean and cleanly sideline.
Lines were crossed when we got so heated we'd broken up via text and she'd open up to a next man. See, the reason I felt burned to the third degree is because to me she was closed off like a murder scene. And he got to see emotions that were blurred to me. Now, personally, I'm not trying to see her caged up or cuffed like a prison sentence. I just can't be sure of his intentions. And the way that he reacts when my name is mentioned gives me reason to believe maintaining this friendship act ain't as easy as it seems.
As it seems, he sees seeing someone solely and sincerely as a friend with no second thoughts as something I'm trying to sell but never would have bought. I thought at first it was a problem with us, but like a game in the sixth grade, I'm beginning to think, and it's beginning to sink in that it's a problem with trust. But of course,
I can never say that to her. So we usually just dance around the topic when discussing her best friend.
Why have you always got to say best friend like that? You need to explain what your beef is. You seem to hate on him religiously but afraid for having a reason, like you know him, know he's decent, never any drama, know he's peaceful, know his people, know that our friendship will never descend, know that it ends as just a friend. He knows I'm with you. In fact, no one's as sure as he is. And this is becoming tedious. You're becoming hard to please. Because of a problem I'm assuming is rooted deep in your
insecurities are not something I suffer from. Alright, to you it seems like I'm fretting and focusing on the worst case, but you seem to be forgetting how we started off in the first place. It's only a matter of time before one of you crossed the line. And that statement isn't a comment on his appeal. But you're beautiful in every sense and he's noticed. We know this. Do you really think he'd turn you down if you stuck it on him for real? invited him over saying he's only coming to chill because you broke up with your man and you only wanted to heal. And you wanted to heal with him because his arms are comforting still. And one thing led to another. You think he'd run for the hills? If he tried a thing, I know you'd say no, but you two are only friends as long as you say so. That's the reason indignation saturates my face. I mean, you're best friends with a man who's trying to
take
my
place. Take your place, babe. Are you serious?
Yes.
Then you'll want faith in us seems to have turned to fear in us dreams of trust being dear to us. Now, you've just made it clear to us that this trust you claim to have in me isn't in me and not even near enough. But then, trust me to believe that you trust me enough to trust me with him.
I can't believe you're going to actually claim you don't see where I'm coming from and practically blame me for this problem. How can you get at me? It's blatant. We started out as friends, then it drastically changed, and the dynamics of your relationship are
exactly
the
same. Exactly the same argument you use every single time, and every single time I tell you that you're not right.
How am I not right? Remember that one time you went over to his house?
To chill.
Telling him everything you're mad about.
To heal.
I didn't hear none of that stuff come out your mouth.
For real.
With me, all you ever do is scream and shout. You go to him to work it out.
Isn't that the definition of a friend?
What a friend you're on the phone with till like 1 a.m.
That was to discuss things between me and you, because at the time I didn't know how to get through to you.
Well, shouldn't I have been made aware that you feel this way? But now you still pillow talk with my man till this day.
Nothing I wouldn't say when you walk in.
Sophia, I'm still talking. But why is he the one you always turn to? Why does he have info on everything that concerns you? Even when we fuck and fight and I'm the one who burns you, you fail to see that this should be sorted out internally. And now we just scream and shout and all of that. You cut me off to call him back, then open up and shut me out, and I'm supposed to be cool with that.
Cool with what, Ricardo? Open your eyes and realize that you're the one that's making it hard, yo. Taking these lies, turning them into lies, blocking your eyes and believing them. When we leave as friends. And friends is 150% where it ends. Yes, we laugh, we joke. But you get annoyed about every little thing we do. We're just two laces from the same shoe whose path seems to fold to create a tight knot. But you remain my soul. My everything, he's not, and more. And right now, baby, you're tripping. This is a friendship, it's fun for me. How can you get on to me about enjoying my best friend's company? He understands my emotions like a best friend should. He listens to my problems like a best friend would. Baby, you're tripping. This is all innocent.
How is that different to the way we started?
The difference is he ain't you!
I don't want to hear that, show. This isn't going nowhere. So let's just forget. But we say some stuff we both end up regretting. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend.
Said he's just a friend.
Yeah, that's right. I'm your host for Mike Nice Lyrical Forte with my guest co-host tonight, Kenesha Wilson. And that right there was Just a Friend by Sophia Thacker and Chosen. And as always, I'm going to read some black facts for today. And then, again, like I said, we are joined by my co-host tonight, Ms. Kenesha Wilson, who just had her first featured show. And I want her to dig in a little bit more about that as well. But today being August 8th, this day in 1989, Congressman George Thomas Hickey Leland, members of congressional staff and the State Department officials, died in a plane crash near Ethiopia. Not only that, but today in 1934, Julian Dixon was elected to the Congress representing California's 28th district in 1978. Also on this day in 1968, the riots in Miami, Florida, where National Guard mobilized to put down rioting, which erupted while the Republicans were holding their national convention in Miami Beach. Also in 1805, the African Baptist Church was founded in Boston, Massachusetts. And those are your black facts for today. And again, I am joined tonight by my co-host Kenesha Wilson. Kenesha, you just had your first featured show, and I know you were definitely excited about that, right?
Yes, I was so excited.
And so tell us, how did it go? How was it? How did it go for your first featured show?
Well, for it to be my first show, I would say it was great. It was like I wasn't nervous or nothing because I knew what I was going to the stage to do and to speak. So it was almost like I've done it before, but it was great. I loved it, and, you know, I would most definitely be doing that again. But the feeling that I had when I was speaking, it was great because the attention was on me. I had people listening to what Kenesha had to say, and the whole show, it was great. And, you know, I just loved it, and it's just something that I want to continue to do.
Most deaf. And you say you had no nerves or anything?
None of that. I used to, like, I went straight forward and I did what I had to do.
Yeah.
Like, I was ready for it.
Awesome. And how did they find out about you?
You know, till this day, I really don't know how they found out about me. Because, you know, my aunt said that I was recommended, but about that, I don't know who recommended me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't want to just go around asking people, but whoever did, you know, I thank them for it because, you know, that goes to show that I'm good enough to do that, that I'm on the level to be able to speak and say what I have to say.
Most deaf. And I think it also goes to show, too, that, hey, you just never know who may be watching you or listening to you to give you the opportunity that you need.
Cool deal.
And how was the whole atmosphere? Where did you actually perform at?
The show, it was at Club Empire. And, you know, we performed, you know, in the building. And, you know, I thought it was going to be on the other side, you know, but it wasn't. It was on the other side. And, you know, it was great. You know, all the people that was there, that was great. The support I had, everybody, it was great. And, you know, it's just, I didn't believe that it was really happening, you know, because, you know, for it to be my first time, it was amazing. And I just thank everybody that was included with that, you know, it was great.
Awesome. That's all right. Yeah. And many more to come, right?
Most definitely.
Yeah. Cool deal. Awesome. Well, we're definitely happy for you as well, and definitely look forward to more things to come from you as well. And also shout out to Jamie Winborn, the Poetic Flow Rider, who was there with you, and it was his first feature show as well, I believe. And it's just great to have you all as a part of Mike Nice and see that, you know, great things are coming your way as well.
Most definitely.
And make sure that if y'all would like to come through and share with us as well your poetry or your comments or anything like that, then make sure you call in. That call-in number is 646-668-8072. Again, that's 646-668-8072. It's a lot of sixes in that. Awesome. Again, I'm joined tonight with my co-host, Kenesha Wilson, an up-and-coming spoken word artist. And again, feel free to call in. And I want to share this with y'all. And it's so important. It's so important that you all are tuned in to what's going on in the world. It's more important than ever before that we are locked in to what's going on. You know, I've been seeing different reports about things, you know, with, you know, North Korea and stuff like that. And it's just very important that we, you know, stay woke and we stay active in what's going on. And as a matter of fact, talking about staying woke, I was listening to a radio show this morning that I often listen to on my commute to work, the Joe Madison Show. And if you have never heard of it, you definitely need to tune in. It's on Sirius XM Radio is where you can catch it. And you can also catch it online. And it's a paid subscription, but I'm telling you, it's definitely worth it. But one of the callers called in and she talked about how, you know, they use third grade reading scores to determine the growth of prison growth that's needed in the future. And I found this article that kind of went along with that, and it talked about it more in depth, and I want to read it to you. And this article is an article on HuffPost. If you're interested, you can go to HuffingtonPost.com, and I will also share it on my page as well. But the article, again, was done in 2012, but the headline reads, "Why are prisons more of a priority than schools?" And this article was also done by Kevin P. Chavez. Again, that was Kevin P. Chavez on Huffington Post. And then it talks about how Washington, D.C. teacher was talking to a fourth grader who was told who told the teacher that he would be dead or in jail by the time he was 20. Forget a job or career. The boy had no concept of growing old. When the teacher started to show the boy the true life expectancy statistics, he was in shock. Just 10 years old, a life past 20 was a reality he never imagined. It talks about how for years people have been saying that states and prison management companies look at third grade test scores to determine the prison growth that's needed in the future. Is it true? People aren't really for sure, but without question, there is a direct correlation between education and incarceration. According to the National Dropout Prevention Center, 82% of inmates currently housed in our federal prisons are high school dropouts. The average cost to care for those inmates is $55,000 per inmate. In contrast, we spend on average approximately $10,500 per student in our K-12 education system. Wow, what a big difference. And as our prisons are constantly overcrowded, far too many of our public school districts have schools that are barely half full. While whether or not prison management companies use a jurisdiction of third grade test scores to predict areas of future growth is important, even more important is the fact that our schools are in such a dire strait that it's even feasible that prison management companies are in fact using student test scores to determine growth opportunities. Isn't it bad that the obvious connection between prisons and schools hasn't jump-started more of a sense of urgency among our leaders? Instead, policymakers are promoting modest reform proposals designed to kick in some years later. Folks, our kids can't afford to wait years for the school system to reform. That's why I said, again, it's very important that we pay attention to what's going on because of, you know, people who are in leadership positions and that sort of thing, paying attention to what they're doing. Tracy, children from our most challenged neighborhoods know that they aren't a priority. And as a result, like that 10-year-old boy, don't expect much of themselves. You know, I know me personally, I know I have been in certain areas, certain places to speak to young people, and they have very low confidence about themselves. There's a lot to be said when these very kids have friends in prisons and who are receiving a far better education than they are outside of prison. I think I need to read that again. There's a lot to be said when these very kids have friends in prison who are receiving far better education than they are outside of prison? What messages are we sending when we spend more money on educating kids in prison than we do our kids struggling on the outside? So how do we change this misplacement more on incarcerated citizens than they do to educate them on the outside? In my view, again, this is Kevin, the first step is to making the education of our children the top priority of the nation and our leadership. Priority that needs to go beyond platitudes and sound bites. We need to develop a countrywide obsession that ensures all of our children to help them reach their full maximum educational potential. Secondly, state and government leaders need to force better integration in social services with educational offerings. Many charter community hubs do this as well. The best example is the school in Harlem, which is Jeffrey Canada's Harlem Children's Zone, where all families and mother-to-be's receive an assortment of family social services in addition to quality educational options. Good schools work in challenged neighborhoods because they understand how to integrate all of these services together. And finally, we need to be bold. Let's enthusiastically embrace any and every thing that will help our children learn without equivocation. Let's also aggressively fight to keep all of these negative influences out of a children's life, particularly in public funded institutions. And as it relates to schools, we should unapologetically reward our good teachers and ferrets outside the bad ones. While I don't, again, this is Kevin, who wrote this article, while he doesn't purport all the answers, he does know that we must be reassured and have our priorities so that our kids have access to quality education that can dramatically improve their life trajectory. And it may take time. Of course, everything takes time in due time. But the culture can change even quicker than we think. Old in this nation should feel as though they are more likely to live a life in prison than a life filled with possibilities that only a high quality education can bring. Oh man, it's crazy. And I definitely, if y'all want more information about school prison pipeline, I definitely recommend the documentary 13th on Netflix. Oh man. And again, I will be sharing this article as well. But Kenia, what did you think about the article I just read?
I think it was good. I mean, you know, it was inspiring. You know, I think it's something that, you know, we all should look into, something that, you know, many people should look into, you know, because it's good information. You know, it's a big topic. And, you know, not many people will, you know, take that opportunity to look into something like that, or, you know, to learn something or get something out of it.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, it's crazy to think a 10-year-old doesn't see themselves living beyond 20 years old, you know?
Wow.
It's crazy.
Right.
It's crazy to think that they don't see themselves becoming these things that we aspire to be in life. You know, and it's just mind blowing when you think about it, and you think about the comparison of, you know, how the school system is related to incarceration. It's really crazy when
right,
you think about
right.
it. So, I just posted it on my Facebook page. Feel free to share y'all and share with other people and let them know. Even though that article was done in 2012, is still very relevant to what's going on now. And y'all, we have plenty of time left in the show. We still have about 50 minutes left in the show. If you would like to come through and make the mic nice, you definitely have the opportunity to do so. So feel free. Again, that number is 646-668-8072. And check out this piece about Remember How We Forgot by Shane Coizan.
Remember how we forgot? Remember how no one ever really died in the wars we fought? Because each gunshot came from our fingertips. And we never really kept them loaded just in case. Because each enemy was a friend. And none of it was about oil, religion, or land. It was all just pretend. Remember how we used to bend reality like we were circus strongmen, like our imaginations were in shape then. Like we were all ninjas trained in the deadly art of did not. Like I totally got you. Did not. Remember how we forgot? Remember how our parents told us never to look directly into the sun, and how we were their sons, so we never looked directly into the mirror in fear that we would go blind. Remember how we used to find any old reason just to call someone we were crushing on? Like we would just pawn off our sense of embarrassment, buy a chunk of courage, it would last just long enough to have us asking them about math and stuff. And how stuff was just stuff, like I heard you getting braces, and how braces somehow were and still are kind of hot. Remember how we forgot? Remember how we all caught mono? And our folks would go, the kissing disease. And our first steps into gangsterhood had us saying, mother, please. Even though we'd never really kissed anyone. Even though we never did half the things we said we'd done. We just spun yarns like Rumpelstiltskin spun gold. We told ghost stories, never realizing we would one day ourselves become ghosts haunting the hallways of schools. Poltergeists breaking all the rules of silence in the library. But we had no chains to rattle. No voice to battle the fact that we had no vocal cords, we had only fingernails on chalkboards, and we would scream, shout, and yell, trying to tell ourselves what experience teaches, what no teacher taught. Remember how we forgot? Remember when we wanted to be firemen? A time we now call back then, when boys wanted to be astronauts or superheroes. Those days when girls wanted to be prime ministers or princesses. And we all wish that recesses would last another couple years or so, because we were like midlife crisis men discovering Viagra for the first time. We could go all day. All we wanted to do was play, laugh, and run. We were young. Our dreams hung like apples, waiting to be picked and peeled, and hope was something needed to be reeled in so we could fill the always empty big fish bin of the one that got away and probably say that this time, impossible is not an option. Because success is so akin to effort and opportunity, it could be related. So we took chances. We figure skated on thin ice. Believed that each slice of life was served with something sweet on the side, and failure was never nearly as important as the fact that we tried. That in the war against frailty and limitation, we supplied the determination it takes to make ideas and goals the parents of possibility. And we believe ourselves to be members of this family, not just one branch and one tree, but a forest whose roots make up a dynasty. So when I call you sis or bro, not likely. When I ask you to remember, it's because the future isn't what it used to be. So remember now, pay tribute to every sacrifice laid upon the altar of somehow. For all the times somehow we overcame, somehow we pushed on, somehow we've gone the distance, and going there we possess the freedom to map the uncharted land of any and everywhere. We are bound, 6 feet above the underground, where we will all one day rest until then. Boundaries and borders, the headquarters potential lay just beyond the world's edge. Let the belief that hope belongs to us all be the pledge you take to make the unachievable as inconceivable as the false fact that we were never here, we were here. And our memories are as dear to us as every slow motion moment of our held breath. So remember every instant before that. First kiss, first dance, near miss, last chance, yes, no, maybe, so let us go the distance once more.
Let us remember all the moments that were and were not. Like, the point is something we can get. What we can get is what we got, because all we have the times between the moments we connect each dot. So live and remember. Burn like an ember, capable of starting fires. Like, each moment inspires the next. Like, memories of the context we put ourselves in, so that life becomes the next of kin. We need to notify in case of a big bang or extinction level event. Let now be our advent. Let us live like we meant it. Let us burn like we mean it. Because this world doesn't give a shit if we end in a train wreck or a car crash. If our story ends with a dot or a dash, if we were dust or ash. Because all we were is all we'll be, and all we are is the in-between of so far so good. So forget every would, could, or should not. Forget remembering how we forgot. Live like a plot twist exists now and in memory, because we burn bright. Our light leaves scars on the sun. Let no one say we'll be undone by time's passing. The memories we are amassing will stand as testament that somehow we bent minds around the concept that we see others within ourselves, that self-knowledge can't be found on bookshelves. So who we are has no bearing on how we appear. Look directly into every mirror. Realize our reflection is the first sentence to a story, and our story starts... We were here.
I think that a lot of things go unsaid, and a lot of people go without voicing their opinion about different things, different subjects. So I just feel like for somebody to have a dream or a passion about something to get told that they can't do it or it won't come to pass, I think that that is, it, well, first, it's not right, because I feel if you got something you want to do, a passion for something, then you go full head for it. It's what you want to do. You know, I understand that, you know, some people, more than it's your parents, your friends, they want you to do what they want you to do, or they want you to do something else and not what you want to do. You know, and I understand that, and I just think that if you have a passion for something, you should go for it. And I heard on the radio, this woman, she said, you can't allow other people to project their fears onto you, because if you do, then you won't live. You'll always feel like that you got to do what other people tell you to do, and that's not right. Because if you want to do something, do it. So worry about the naysayers, who say this, who say that. If it's what you want to do, then go for it. Non-stop. Don't stop until you get where you want to go. So I just think that people should, you know, come together, because like I was telling someone before, it's a lot of good talent in this city. It's a lot of talent here, you know, but some people that choose the wrong way to use it. You know, some people use it towards, you know, trying to kill each other or trying to hurt each other or use it for the wrong reasons. And I just think that for someone to have talent, I believe that you should be able to use it how you want to use it, and not how other people want you to use it. Because if you do that, it won't be right. First of all, it won't be right with yourself, because you always feel like you got to do what mom said or do what dad said or go to this school or do this or do that. You know, like some people tell me, not everybody go to college, but not everybody that go to college is successful. Not everybody that go to college plan on being successful, but hopefully their main goal is to be successful in whatever field that they're going in. So I think that, you know, if it's something that you want to do, then do it. And, you know, I got a poem. It's called Dear Black Girl. And, you know, it's kind of, it's good. You know, it's real good. You know, but I'm not going to get too much on it until, you know, I'm ready to, you know, perform it. But, you know, I just think that every black girl, every black woman, I think that it's powerful. It takes a lot to be a black girl in the United States, and it takes a lot to be a black woman in the United States. because, you know, people rather talk about, you know, how dark our skin is, rather how strong our mind is or our within is, you know. So it's a lot. Black women are powerful. Black people, black women are strong, strong-minded women. And, you know, I just think that I salute all black women, because all black women are strong and all black women are powerful. You know, black women hold something that can't no other person, no man or woman, you know, take down. So I said that to say, if you got something, you know, give, and you don't know what to do with it, I prefer you to use it the best way you know how. But can't nobody take it away from you, and can't nobody do what you do but you. So I'm going to turn it back over to Lyrical Forte. Love is going to take over from here. So I just wanted to say that, you know, encourage somebody today, tonight, while we're still on air. You know, this is what I want to say.
I like that. I like that. And, you know, you said something that that kind of sparked something in me. You know, I was talking to someone the other day about college. And, you know, a lot of people, like you say, you know, college isn't for everybody. It's not for everybody.
Right.
But I would encourage anybody to give it a try. And I say that because, you know, I've known people who didn't do so great in high school, you know, and then got to college and just excelled. So they were, you know, even at the top of their class, you know, that sort of thing. And even the people that stood out in high school, they get to college and they don't do as great, you know. But it's so important, especially now. You know, we live in a world where there's so much technology and things like that. And I think it's so important that people pick up something, whether if it's not a degree, it's some kind of trade or, you know, some kind of skill for them to excel and, you know, just be ahead of other people. You know, even one thing that I want to get more into is coding when it comes to these apps. And, you know, it's so many jobs out there for people who know how to code and that sort of deal. So definitely, you know, just be better. Educate yourself in some way, form, or fashion. You know, even me, I'm doing more reading, that sort of thing, and listening to audio books, that sort of thing, to, you know, just to educate myself more and know more and that sort of deal. So I definitely appreciate you talking about passion, and it's so important. I know someone told me one time to find your purpose in life, and your passion will give you power. And it's so, so true, because now that I know what my purpose is and that sort of deal, I get to use my passions as far as just talking to people and using my poetry and that sort of thing to just speak life into people. Because if you would have told me 10 years ago that I would be doing the things that I'm doing now, I would probably laugh. You know, because I wasn't the type of person to get in front of people and talk and that sort of deal. And now I really enjoy it, and it's a passion of mine. So definitely appreciate you speaking life to people out there who really, really needed to hear that. And not only that, I want to play this clip since we're trying to motivate people and that sort of deal. If you have never heard of Lisa Nichols, she's a great, great motivational speaker. And I definitely would advise you to Google her or YouTube her and that sort of deal. But I want you to hear this about her. This is Lisa Nichols on the Steve Harvey Show. Check it out.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
So I was trying to play a clip by Lisa Nichols. I know people on Facebook could hear it, but I couldn't get it through on Blog Talk Radio. If you're listening by phone or by Blog Talk Radio, it's not playing through that. But definitely check her out. She just talks about, you know, being a young parent and how she went to the bank and went to get a $20 out, and she only had $11. And she said for her, that was her, I guess you can say, like, come to Jesus moment, that she was going to do better. And she talks about how she didn't ask permission to be great. She just gave notice. She let people know this is what she's going to do and how she was going to do it. And, you know, I wanted to play that because it's so important because of, like, what you just said. You know, a lot of times people want us to be this way or that way, or want us to be, you know, something that we're not. And, you know, they want to shape us and mold us into what they want us to be, when it's not our gift, it's not our talent, it's not our passion of what we want to be. And so definitely check that out if you have never heard Lisa Nichols on the Steve Harvey show. But y'all, we still have about 30 minutes left in today's show. So if you would like to come through and make the mic nice, you definitely have the opportunity to do so. Again, that number is 646-668-8072. Again, 646-668-8072. And we have a caller on the line, and she's no visitor at all, no stranger as well. excuse me, we have the Serum of Truth on the line. How are you doing today?
Hi, LaQuinn. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great as well. I appreciate you taking the time to come through.
Absolutely. I appreciate you for letting me get on.
As always, Tell us what's shaking with you.
I'm glad that ain't nothing shaking.
I heard that.
I just finished with the Verbal Essence this past Sunday, which is technically my last show for the summer before school starts. So my next thing would be the Soul Gala, September the 9th.
Yes, yes. I announced it last week. Tell us about the Black Soul Gala.
The Black Magic Soul Gala is a benefit to help the continuing restoration efforts of Sixth Street Cemetery, which is an all-black cemetery that has been just left for nothing, you know, misused and abused, and we're trying to get it back together. If they didn't care where we were buried before, they're not going to care nothing about us when we take the bucket.
Yeah.
They're just going to let it, you know, let it ride type thing. And this is an event for that, and the tickets are $25, and you're going to get dinner theater and an award show, you know, catered event. It's BYOB, music and entertainment. You know how I do it.
Most def. And I really appreciate y'all doing this. I really do. It's definitely not only going to be a great event, but it's for a great cause as well.
Absolutely. And congratulations on your nomination for the Arts, Music, and Entertainment Award for Keeping the Dream Alive.
Thank you. Thank you. I really, really appreciate it. You know, it's not every day that people are recognized what you do, and when people acknowledge what you do, it's definitely a great feeling. And I'm also nominated with some other great, great individuals. So it's just really a blessing just to be in the number with so many other individuals who are also keeping the dream alive.
Absolutely. And the Keeping the Dream Alive is the first year that we're doing this, and it's for those that may feel like they don't get no recognition or their great works are, you know, going unnoticed. Because believe it or not, we move through life and we don't give credit where it's due, and this is an opportunity for us to do that and, you know, pay tribute to the past and those that made Black Magic then and those that are making Black Magic now. So I think it's going to be a great event. Betty, I know it's going to be a great event.
Awesome, awesome, man. Give the information again about how they can get tickets or more information on it, as well as information on the Grace Heritage.
Absolutely. They can go to Grace Heritage Community Development on Facebook, and it gives you the whole rundown about the cemetery and what's been done and what Shari Bostic has actually been able to do with the 8 acres of a cemetery that has just been left for nothing. you also can get tickets through Shari Bostic and myself, Elizabeth Wincroft. You can contact us on Facebook or by phone. All of the information for that is on Facebook. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome, awesome. And I know you're coming through to make the mic nice, right?
Right. I was trying to figure out what I was going to do. And since it's, you know, technically the end of my touring summer, I'm going to go back and do a old piece called My Poetry. It's not very long. It's just how I feel about what I do. And
cool,
my craft and my art. And I agree with everything y'all were saying earlier about, you know, it's not about what everybody else thinks and what their perception is of what you should be doing. It's
right.
Your idea and a greater being's idea, and that's it. As long as you live up to it, that's all you got to be worried about. I've had to figure out that the hard way, you know. Everybody that say they're going to be there for you, not going to be there for you. You have to be there for self. Don't let other people discourage you from doing you. My poetry has a meaning that rests only between the words. I recommend listening carefully so you can retain some of what you've heard. My poetry is eternal and carved into the hearts and souls of many. Robert Frost said, to be a poet is a condition, not a profession. He said, a mouthful there, few words, but still plenty. My poetry can create music in a quiet and motionless place. My poetry is a telling of my current view, situation, or space. A poem that is shared can never be erased. Why? Because my poetry paints a picture of truth in its Sunday's best. My poetry can be the breaking of chains and irrefutable stress. My poetry can uplift and have the strong ability to bless. My poetry can be the beauty in the mirror and the monster under the bed. My poetry is more than rhyme scheme and meter. My poetry is the ultimate healing of a broken and busted demeanor. My poetry is the funk in my heart, the purpose in my soul, and the vision in my mind. My poetry is everlasting in time, and my poetry is unique and one of a kind. I tell you that my poetry is the truth that depicts your story or mine. My poetry is real, and that's the only way to write the words on the line. The serum of truth's poetry is how life and words attractively intertwine. Don't mess with my poetry. That's my piece for tonight.
Snap. I loved it. I loved it. As always, spitting truth and nothing but truth and knowledge. And I know you shut it down Sunday as well. How did Verbal Essence go?
It went well. It was great. I think he needs to have at least one of those a month. It was a great vibe, nice crowd, lots of friends, and, you know, supporters that's been meaning to come and just didn't get a chance. He finally got a chance to come. So it was great. I really think that Gaston needs more creative things to do in our spare time, not just a club scene, not just, you know, strictly just party, you know, some different events and atmosphere for us to breathe.
definitely, most right. definitely. Uh-huh. Okay, cool. And so when will you be back hitting the stage?
I will be actually performing in the dinner theater for the Black Magic Soul Gala. At the moment, I'm going to take a couple of weeks and try and get all of that squared away and, you know, get my baby going to school and focused and whatnot. Sometimes you have to, you know, gotcha. Sit down for a little while.
Right. I heard that. Awesome.
But, hey,
awesome.
I'm telling you, I'm only going to sit down for just a little bit because casting calls for the Black History Review Year 2 are in October.
Yes.
I'm sending out the casting call in October. We're just going to sit for just a little bit.
Cool deal. Yeah, we can't let you sit down too long.
Right. We're going to get bored around here.
Well, thank you so much. I definitely appreciate all that you do, not only with your poetry, but the different things that you're doing as well in the community and what you do as well with Grace Heritage as well.
Thank you very much. And again, congratulations to you, and we hope that you'll get a chance to come through. I know you're kind of busy, but whether you do or not, you know, if you win, you know, we're not going to hold it against you. Anything, going to make sure you get what you're supposed to get. But we would love to have you in the building.
Yes. And I do plan on being there. I definitely do plan on being there.
Okay, cool.
Thank you. And that right there was the Serum of Truth, man. If you don't know who she is, I'm telling you, you need to check out. Because if you don't know who she is, you definitely will, I'm telling you. But again, thank you so much. And shout out to Grace Heritage as well and all those who are involved in this Black Magic Gala. I like that name too, Black Magic Gala. I like that. But make sure you all get your tickets. Get your tickets. There will be some phenomenal entertainment as well. My sister, Loretta Jones, will also be performing, as well as she is nominated for the arts, music, and entertainment as well. It's just so many great people, great nominees in every last category. I think it's like 6 or 7 categories with just phenomenal people. And I think it's awesome. Keeping the Dream Alive Awards. I love that name. And just very, very humble. Very humble anytime that people recognize what you do and that sort of deal. So definitely shout out to them. Make sure you get your tickets. Sure that if you can be there, or if you would like to donate and support Grace Heritage, make sure you check them out on their page as well. But we're going to keep things locked in here. We are still live and direct here on Mike Nice. We have about 12 minutes left in the show, and I'm joined with my co-host still, Miss Kanisha Wilson. Kanisha, have you enjoyed the show so far?
Yes, I have. I have enjoyed the show, all of it. I love it.
Cool deal. And I know now you're not going to leave us without making the mic nice either, are you?
I got something for you.
Cool deal. Well, after this, I'm going to bring you back on so you can make the mic nice. How about that?
Sound good.
Cool deal. But make sure y'all stay locked in. We still have plenty of time in the show. If you would like to come through and make the mic nice, you definitely have the opportunity to do so. That call-in number is 646-668-8072, and we'll get you on to make the Mike Nice. Make sure you also continue to stay locked in every Tuesday here on Mike Nice. If you would like to also be a co-host, definitely hit me up on Lyrical Forte on Facebook, or all my social media is Lyrical Forte. Send me an inquiry there, or you can also send me an email at lyricalforte@live.com. If you're also an up-and-coming artist, or you have an event coming up, or would like to promote anything, also send me an inquiry for that as well, so we can spotlight you here on Mike Nice. But we're going to keep things going, man. Again, I appreciate each and every one of you tuned in. Thank you, Kenesha, for joining us as well. And hey, we'll be right back.
A brother told me a story just the other day of how his life changed and what happened along the way. He said when he was younger, he met a girl so fine that every time she came around, she blew his mind. She spoke so beautifully, words flowed off of her tongue. As a matter of fact, the very first time, she talked him into not wearing a condom because she said she was on a pill, and he believed it for a night just so he could feel a little sensation, which later on led to complication. He said when it was over, somehow he felt cheated, abandoned, abused, misused, and unneeded. The story goes on. They separated. She found someone else. Soon after that, he started experiencing problems with his health. He went to the doctor, and the doctor told he that he had just contracted an STD. But wait, no, she said she had never been with anyone else but me. Then he wrote down, she said, and put the S behind the D. Now he feels stupid because he has been played, because the S after the D and said is AIDS. He said, I'm sharing this story with you, hoping to make you aware that just because you can't see, feel, and hear things don't mean that they're not there. And this predicament is not something new. So whatever you do, please don't think that this can never, ever happen to you. Know your status. Get tested.
Yes! 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 Yes!
So I was recently told that I was too creative. How'd they say it? That I wasn't Christ-centered enough. And the peeps we trying to reach wouldn't understand your speech. I told them it was cool. It's not an issue. I ain't so judgmental. Thanks for your advice. I'm just not afraid of heights. Like Christ wasn't afraid to mix spit with mud. As if he couldn't fix vision with one word, I'm sorry. I get my creativity from my Father. Have you ever been to the aquarium? Google the coral reef for Pete's sake. Thanks for your advice. I just lost my fear. Like I'm not afraid of a blank canvas. I ain't afraid to beat a canvas. I've been marred in the potter's hands, and God don't use erasers. Off on purpose. But what keeps you up at night? Are you afraid of midterms or curfews or budget meetings or board of directors? Thanks for your advice. I just lost my fear of gravity. Since His Majesty came and grabbed me, I've often wondered, how loud does an alarm clock need to be to wake a dead man? Maybe you're right. I am too creative. See, I am afraid of being wrong. But if I am, tell me. I ain't afraid of correction. Humbly embrace lessons, just like you shouldn't be afraid of, I don't know, city permits. And submit to the process. Because there's not one city permit that can stop what Elohim permits. I'm so comfortable with sovereignty. I'm so done wasting words. And I'm so tired of lying to my Father in the mirror. See, that's where I get my courage from, my spine. It ain't naturally stainless steel. But you can have freely what I've learned from failing miserably. And I guess the statement shook me. Because honestly, I'm terrified. I'm terrified of wasting time. But you can bet your good graces, I ain't afraid of they faces. Hearts of men wax cold, out your mind sold. It's the guts to say no, then nosedive. Follow commandments that don't make sense. God says learn to walk worthy. And if you really understood the cross, you'd see that command was such a paradox. I think I understand now between heresies and Pharisees. between schemes to get rich and work to attain wealth. See, this is why I graciously smile, because truthfully, they scared. They scared like most of us are, that you about to waste another weekend. Spend a couple hundred bucks to do the same thing you've been doing. You scared like I am. That your ideas, your dreams, they ain't original. That you are just like your parents. You are okay with mediocre. Your grades, they mediocre. Your product, it's mediocre. And the best you've ever been and ever will be is so-so. Homie, this ain't a movie. You might go bankrupt and fail like the rest of us. You scared like I am. That I have grown irrelevant. Like, is this really happening? Am I still rapping? Still doing the same thing I was doing when I was 15. You scared. But you only give because it's a tax write-off. Or to Africa to prove you ain't racist. Hey, when's the last time you gave a gardener a cup of water? I don't even know our groundskeeper's name, and that bot though wears a name tag. You scared. At your chairs, boy, they way too comfortable. And the cost of one of these spotlights could have fed an entire country. Don't even bother you do it. You scared. That you're born eagles walking among chickens. As if these agitated shoulder blades ain't never sprouted wings. I was recently told I was too creative. And that shook me to the core. Because I have no excuse for fear. I should be roller skating around Saturn, looking down at satellites, flying. And if you mustered up the bravery, you'd get this one day. See, I fooled you. This ain't a poem. This right here is a runway. Why you ain't flying? Why you ain't flying?
I'll trust you. Though my heart has been scarred, I won't guard it without you. I got you. Repeats in my mind every time you give me a sign, and I appreciate what you do. And my appreciation only comes because of the things that you allow me to go through. See, in order for me to be consistent, I have to continue to move. In order for me to move, I have to go through. And in order for me to go through, I have to trust and seek you. But I'm too cool to be vulnerable. Walking into unfamiliar territories makes me uncomfortable. See, I'm the type that gotta sit up or I'll get too comfortable. Complacent, chasing out the things that I know aren't right. So when you send me a blessing with mystery rapping and a bow tie tight, I'll be like, nah, God, that's all right. But this time, I'll trust you. I'll trust you more than sisters and brothers. I'll trust you more than two committed lovers. I'll trust you more than rock trust paper, more than paper trust scissors. I'll surrender it all. I'll put all my faith in you, because without you, I can do nothing at all. This journey of faith can only be continued with your grace. You continue to amaze me. Oh, how amazing it is when you work on my behalf. We'll soon have some things to laugh about. We'll be like, remember that time the devil thought he had me and you came in and showed out? And without a shadow of a doubt, I'll choose faith over fear. But Jesus, take the wheel. I'll rather be a passenger and allow you to steer. I understand that my future is more visible than what it may appear. You see, it's clear to me. Though the road seems rocky, I will emerge victoriously. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Allowing you to intervene, I can no longer stay with the same routine. With you, I want a better rapport. Allow me to experience you more. Lord, give me the courage to jump and inevitably soar. Allow me to walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. Allow me to have more faith in you than anybody's president. For you are the candidate of his people, and we lean on you to lead us. I once said that we are natural born leaders, yet we seek the approval of people. Lord, we need you more than ever before. I know that your reality for me is bigger than anything that I can imagine or ever think of. You're bigger than any sickness, cancer, or disease. Every day you're making a way that gives us more reason to believe, and that's why I'll trust you. whatever it is, whatever it may be, you're bigger. You're worthy of the glory, never enough could we give you. Your grace is sufficient, never limited, more than enough. So the next time when someone asks you how you wear your blessings so well, even though you've been through hell, just let them know that it's God that I trust. Yeah, that's right. I'm your host for Mike Nights, and I'm joined by my co-host tonight, Miss Kenesha Wilson, who's going to get ready to make the mic nice for us tonight.
Most definitely.
And hey, whenever you're ready, you can make the mic nice.
All right. All I see is shooting and killing and people pretending to care about one another's feelings. It's sad we expect another race to feel our pain. My mind blown. Tell me, can you feel this pain? What about our kids growing up, our daughters stripping up, our sons struggling up? No mom around at this time because she suddenly gave up. Suicide beats her mom's when enough is enough. When I can't look to God, who can I trust? We say Black Lives Matter, but our lives don't matter to us. Because we'd rather shoot each other instead of embracing one another, instead of hugging our brother and telling our grandparents to struggle don't last forever. I'm just trying to be real. Here for every day without having a meal. People go through poverty not knowing how real love feels. Let the killing stop and let this nation heal.
Nice. I like that.
Thank you.
Now, you definitely can't let this be the last time you come through as well and co-host. We got to do this even more often. Because I really enjoy you being here. And I know that other people do as well. And we definitely want to just continue just to, lift you up and make sure that you are doing everything that you aspire to be and everything that you want to do. Is there anything that you would like to say before we head out?
It's my last thing I want to say. Last thing I want to say is, Never let somebody stop you from doing what it is that you want to do, and stay encouraged and be lifted up.
Most definitely. Again, y'all, we appreciate each and every one of you for coming through. Those who came through and blazed the mic, or those who just came through and just listened to the show, we definitely appreciate each and every one of you. Again, we're here every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And if you would like to come through and blaze the mic, you always have an opportunity to do so as well. And feel free if someone that you know would like to listen to the show or want to know more about the show, then make sure you send them our way. Go to blogtalkradio.com/MikeNice. You can also hit me up on any of my social media, which is Lyrical Forte. I have just about every social media that you can think of. And Kenesha, let them know how they can connect with you as well.
Y'all can connect with me through all my social media is Kenesha Wilson, Facebook, Instagram, all of that. Everything for me is Kenesha Wilson.
Cool. So make sure y'all stay locked in every Tuesday right here on Mike Nice. And if you would like to be a part of the show, again, hit me up on all of my social media. And hey, we'll make it happen. We'll definitely make it happen. So thank you again. Thank you. I can't say thank you enough for y'all taking out your time to come and check us out. And as always, I want to give you something to motivate you and lift you up. Every great dream begins with a dreamer. Always remember, you have within you the strength, the patience, and the passion to reach for the stars to change the world. There is no passion to be found playing small and settling for a life that is less than the one that you are capable of living. You never know what your assignment your assignment is tied to someone else's destiny. Thank you, each and every one of you, for tuning in. And hey, we'll see you on the radio.
Stop standing in the mirror. Vision looking at me getting clearer. Time sound like what I see. No, no. Oh, oh, don't stop working on me. Even if I fall to my knees, that's what it takes me to see, Lord. But I made mistakes and I'm not ashamed. Cause your love for me remains the same.
God,
I see it every time that you mold me. Chastise and even when you scold me. But I need it.
That it may hurt right now.
I need it. By your grace, I can honestly say,
my God knows.
Know what's best for me.
Yep.
Birds in my eyes can see. So don't stop building me. Oh, cause I made mistakes, but I'm not ashamed. Cause your love for me remains the same. And I see it every time that you mold me. Chastise and even when you scold me. Oh,
it may hurt right now.
Man.